Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Welcome to Clinically Speaking, where we discuss mental health and life coaching topics from a Christian perspective in order for us to grow, develop, and maintain skills so that we may be elevated to the very best version of ourselves. I am your host, Sierra Renee, your friend of his, and it is my job to love and encourage you like only a friend could, but I'm also going to educate, challenge, and empower you like your therapist should. On today's show, we're going to be talking about anxiety, and I have a very special guest on the line with me today. Ms. Maya, are you here with us? Maya?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hello?
Now, Ms. Maya. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I am here, and I am very excited to be on the show today.
We are excited to have you. I have her on the line with me. Can I say this? Can y'all get y'all a friend that you could call about 45 minutes before you need her to do something and she just pull all the way through? Okay. I need y'all to all invest in a friend that will come through 45 minutes in a clutch. Ma'am, I appreciate you so much. I just want to just let you know on this live radio show right now how much I love and
appreciate. I love you too, and it is absolutely no problem, no problem at all.
So Ms. Maya is going to be online with us, and we're going to be talking about anxiety. I'm going to allow her to formally introduce herself, but before we go into that, I just want to first stop and acknowledge our Lord and Savior. So would you all just pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, God, we just thank you so much. Thank you for just being such a wonderful and awesome God to us, Lord. We don't even deserve it, but you continue to just bless us day by day with new grace and new mercies in spite of us, Lord God. So we're just totally in awe of you. You are just the Alpha and Omega, and we just love, appreciate, and adore you, God. Lord, I ask right now that you forgive us of our sins, God. Would you just also help us to see anything that needs to be purged from our minds, from our behaviors, our thoughts, God, just so that we can be closer and closer to you. God, just put before us a mirror so that we can reflect and give us the strength and the courage and the wisdom to repent from those things so we may draw closer and closer to you. God, right now we're going to be talking about the issue of anxiety, God. And we know your word says that we, as your people, have no reason to be anxious because you are going to be our provider of all things, Lord God. So I pray right now that as we share tips and information with each other, that the people will not hear a word from Sierra or Jalen, but they will hear a message from you, God, that will ultimately create a change in them. So it's in Jesus' name we just ask. And we all pray and we say, amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. So, Miss Maya from Jalen Inspires, why don't you just go ahead and give us a little bit of information about yourself today?
All right. Well, I recently got my MSW in social work. I also have my BSW, and my background is working with children and families. I also do a live Facebook on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, which is called Jalen Inspires, where I try to motivate and encourage people and, you know, just to let them know that they are not alone in their everyday life, you know, just to put a smile on their face. So that's a little bit about me.
That is wonderful. Congratulations on your accomplishments. I feel your struggle. Grad school is not hard, so congratulations to you. I'm sorry, it's not easy. Congratulations to you for that. And then that's awesome. You know, I think it's really cool to share on, like, these platforms, something that's motivational, something that's inspiring, because there's so much stuff that's not out there, right? And it seems like that's always in our face, right?
Yes, and it's funny that you say that, because I was so tired of seeing when you log on to Facebook, it's like all of this is crazy times negativity, you know, and I'm like, I'm going to dedicate my Facebook to something positive.
I love that, and you're absolutely right, because, of course, bad news travels so much faster. We're so quick to share those things, and then it's hard to get some of those images or messages out of our head, and I really do think that sometimes people are wanting to hear, like, a good, positive word. Like, you know, they need that, especially, you know, since we can't seem to stay off Facebook anyway, right? We need
right,
to have it.
Right. We need
Thank goodness
it.
There
we
is
like
some balance.
Exactly.
So shout out to you for trying to create some balance in that world, because I think that a lot of people do really need to hear that. I've watched some of your Facebook Lives and chimed in too. You do a really wonderful job, so thank you for that as well.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you and I, we actually met twice, right? First time we met at my dear friend's house, and it was your you and Tanika are really good friends too, right?
Right, my best friend. Yes.
Your best friend.
No,
okay.
Tanika's my best friend, and yeah, we've known each other since we got our bachelor's in social work, and then we did the master's program together. So we have a long history.
A long history. It's such a small world. So Tanika is my best friend's cousin. So I've adopted her as my cousin too. And we met, I think, at a party at her house, and, you know, just like a hey. And then we met again during we had like a women's fellowship, kind of motivational sisters helping sisters, iron sharpening iron type tea talk. And we met again, and we kind of had that look like, I think I know you.
Right.
It's so crazy. You know, you encounter people that are going to be a part of your life, maybe in different points in time, and you just don't quite know it right then and there, but we were already connected in some kind of way. I just think that's really amazing.
Yes, me too. And it's funny, like, as we got to, you know, talk to each other more, we have some of the same goals and aspirations and stuff, so that's really cool.
Yeah, that is really cool. Come on, sisterhood. I like it.
I know, like, you know, like-minded people, we're, like, you know, together now, and we help encourage one another, and that's good.
Yeah.
We need it.
We do. We definitely do in this world where a lot of people are, you know, anti-sisterhood, it seems like, in competition and things like that. And it's like, why? We in the same field, but we can help each other grow and glow, right? Like, there's no reason.
Because it's enough for everybody.
It is. There's so many people out here. There's no reason why I need to see you as a threat. You need to see me as a threat. Or I got to be worried about anything that you have when we can just eat together.
Exactly. Now, if more people thought like that, man.
You know, so that's our message. We gotta get that out there. We gotta get that out there. So, you know, a thing that kind of ties into our topic. I think a lot of times that there's a little bit of anxiety that's connected to that, or even some insecurities that might be connected to that. Like, oh, you know, maybe this person is looking a certain way, and because they look a certain way, that makes me look a certain way. So we may have some fears and anxiety about another person's success, and that's just not even the case. Like, that's just not even the case, you know. So our topic today is about anxiety, and I know you said you got your master's in social work, so are you, like, seeing people clinically right now?
No, not right now. I'm actually really focused on Jalen Inspires, and I'm going to start like a blog site. I'm trying to be more of an entrepreneur and not work for someone, and I'm really praying to God because I feel like I'm just at that time in my life where I want to be happy at, you know, at my job, but I don't want to be going from job to job. So, you know, I'm just waiting to hear from God as far as what I'm supposed to do.
Okay. Okay. Well, that you know, that's a good thing. I think the autonomy that you can have from having your own job is a really good place to be in. And you have to feel a sense of purpose and just satisfaction, especially something that you like have to do on the regular. Like, we gotta work, right? We got to work. So why not make it work purposeful and make it something that you enjoy doing? So I think that you are definitely on the right path. So I want to talk about anxiety. We got 15 minutes. We got enough time to kind of give you guys a general overview of what anxiety is. So, you know, there is in the DSM, which we call that the Bible, right, of the world of psychology. That's
right.
That's the psychology Bible because that's how we define everything. So we look at different things like generalized anxiety disorder. So that's actually like a display of excessive anxiety or worry. So where most days for at least 6 months, like this is having some kind of impact on your like personal health, work, social interactions, or maybe just like your everyday routine. It's like almost like a debilitating fear that anxiety will cause in you. So you kind of like pulling back, you might feel restless, kind of on edge, maybe even like being fatigued, or you're having some problems concentrating. There's a lot of things that goes on with anxiety. You feel people get like their muscles tighten up, and it could be a whole big deal, right? You can't sleep, or maybe you got problems staying awake, restlessness, or just unsatisfied just with life because you're always in a state of fear. Now, that's on the far end of the spectrum, right? That's where we can say this is diagnosable. This is what we consider like generalized anxiety disorder. And that's something that you definitely want to get diagnosed by a trained clinician. It's not something that people should be saying like, oh, yeah, I'm checking off these boxes, because they want to look a lot in detail about those things because that's very serious. There are certain people that will even take medication because their anxiety is just that debilitating, and they maybe want to get prescribed anti-anxiety medicine because they really need that to help them to function on a regular basis. So, like most of our diagnosis, there's a spectrum. So we can go way on one end, and then we can kind of find ourselves somewhere in between or on the other end. So where I kind of want to talk about today, because it's not responsible to diagnose people, but if you feel like you may be in a debilitating state, I really want you to get with somebody and talk to them on a deeper, more intimate level so that you can really understand how you can best be served. But in a very general sense, most people experience some anxiety. Would you say that's right, Jalen? Or sorry, Maya.
Absolutely. Jalen is fine.
Okay. Most people do experience some level of anxiety. You know, we have some kind of worries or fears about just like day-to-day routine. What about like going out for a job interview? I get anxious every time I have to get on this show because I'm like, what am I going to say? What am I going to do? You could probably say I had some anxiety before I called you, right?
Right. And I, you know what? I get anxiety before I do my Facebook Live. So, you know, I have to say a quick prayer and, you know, ask for the strength and the words to say and, you know, whatever else comes to my heart.
Yeah, because I think that, you know, it's just a natural thing that occurs. Now, I believe that sometimes that can actually help us a little bit because it kind of increases our awareness of certain things. And it might even sometimes motivate us to a certain thing because I was like, okay, I'm going through my phone. Who do I know? What can I do? What I got to say? What can I figure out real quick? I'm tapping into every strength that I got at this point because that's what that anxiety did to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it may serve us to have that feeling, right? We're talking about on the other end of the spectrum. It serves us because it pushes us and it motivates us. Maybe like you're going to a job interview and you're anxious about the outcome. So you get to, that might motivate you to start researching the company so that you can go in there and just like kill it, right?
Absolutely.
You can just go in there and kill it. But then there's other times when it could be problematic for us, where, you know, we're having hard times and difficulties. So what would you like, what kind of tips and things could you offer to the people that are listening who may be experiencing some anxiety that's not serving them? It's more on the side mm-hmm. of impairing them. What kind of tips could you suggest for them?
Well, first of all, if it's extremely bad, like you said, I would definitely seek out a clinician. But some of the things that you can do on your end is, you know, one, take slow, deep breaths. That kind of helps you, just get back to reality and think and be more calm. Another thing that you can do is take a bath. That's great for relaxation. And something that I really like is meditation, and that helps you to achieve a calm state, especially when you're going through things that you know which makes you anxious. Like if you know you're going to have a stressful day at work, you might want to meditate before, or if you're having problems sleeping because of your anxiety and or stress, definitely meditation works. Exercising work, and another thing is like lavender scent. So I don't know what it's called, but the thing that like blows air with like lavender scent.
A diffuser.
Yes.
A diffuser.
Yes, and I use that often with different scents because they definitely help you with certain things. Lavender is one that calms you down. So you can also drink tea, chamomile and or lavender tea to help calm you down. And lastly, this is a natural remedy. You can get it off of like Amazon or Walmart, but it's called Rescue Remedy. And it's just like when you feel yourself in an anxious state, you can take, I think it's like 4 drops, and that helps to kind of get you back to a normalcy or calmness.
Okay. You know what? The theme that I'm hearing you say, you know, you mentioned is about, like, calming you down. And mm-hmm. I think a lot of times that's so important because when we're feeling anxious, it's like our mind starts going off. And, of course, that sends a signal to our body to just kind of, like, rev up, right? So we're all, like, revved up and we're ready to go. We're trying to figure out what we need, tightness in the muscles and that increased feelings of fear that we may have. But the theme is just calm yourself down because that's when we do our best thinking. Like your thinking mm-hmm. may be irrational because you are all revved up. So I love how you said, like, take some deep breathing because, that is such a powerful tool just to, like, take some deep breaths because that's something that we just do, like, without even thinking. We just breathe, right? So if you have to and be intentional and purposeful about your breathing, it does so much for your body. It actually brings you down to kind of like that regular homeostasis state. So you're like now calm, okay. So now my body is not all excited and accelerated, so I don't have to worry about that. Now I can actually think clearly about what it is that I'm about to go into. I always use myself as an example because, you know, while I am like a trained clinician, I need some help too. I ain't no better than nobody else that's out here. I just got some information that sometimes I use and sometimes I don't, if I'm can be really real, okay? So, like, for me, you know, I had to sit there and think, like, okay, you are tripping. You studied this stuff. You know what you're talking about. Calm down. Got somebody that's mm-hmm. going to support you, that's good. Calm down. Talk to the people about what you know and just let it flow. And I had to take some deep breaths myself because I was, you know how I was when I called you. I was on 10 and I had to like, okay, you could do this, Sierra. I started thinking about all kinds of things, and that really did get me revved up. So that breathing brought me back. It allowed me to get in on some things and then, you know, just be able to move because I was stuck. I was stuck. I was ready to give it over to somebody else because I was like, I can't do it. I just can't. I can't do it. But that breathing helped me to be centered, and I love the idea of just, like, taking a bath. That's so relaxing and just calming yourself down and focusing in on just being present in the here and now. Tea is also really great, and I'll have to look up that other thing that you said, too. What did you say it was called?
Rescue Remedy. And it doesn't cost too much, maybe about $15, but it is such a good thing to carry with you because we don't know when stress and anxiety is going to hit us. And it just, I don't know, something about like the herbs and stuff that they put in there, it just gets you back to, you know, your right state of mind. Because we all do experience some form of anxiety, stress, fear. And I like what you said about, like, us being in the clinical world, we absolutely have the tools. And we, you know, we help others overcome some of the things, but it's so hard for us to apply them to ourselves. So even, you know, for us, sometimes we have to seek out help and talk to a licensed professional as well, so.
Oh, yes. When I was in grad school and my internship, that was a part of the internship. We had to see a therapist. That was like a grade. Like, you needed to go because, it was a grade that you went and seen a therapist yourself dealing with so much, just, you know, getting information from people and helping support them. That's kind of hard on us, too. So you need to unload that on somebody at times.
Absolutely.
Like, I need to debrief sometimes after I meet with some clients, you know?
And journaling, or, you know, like you said, talking to somebody to debrief.
Yep. So this is clinically speaking, but we also, like, we looking at these things and through a spiritual lens. So one of the things that I really love, this is my favorite scripture dealing with anxiety, and I use this all the time with my clients who are having some challenges, is coming from Philippians 4. And I'm going to read that so we can kind of deal with that, too, because I really love those tools. But then also, we know that the Word of God provides us with excellent tools as well. So let me just read to you what this says, our scripture for today. Give me just a second. Thank God for technology when it works, right?
I have it pulled up if you need it.
I got it now. Thank you. So Philippians 4, we're going to start at verse 4, and we're going to go through 9, I believe. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be made known to everyone. Let the Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. And finally, brother, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there be any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me. Practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you." Now, I know that's a familiar passage for everybody because it talks about anxiety. So I actually was reading that from the ESV. And I'm going to give you the Sierra Renee version, the CRV. So he says, like, don't be anxious. Like, God's like, don't be anxious. What you anxious for? Like, just make your request known to me and be thankful, right? So God is basically just telling us, calm down. Let me know what's going on, which is similar to our tips too, right? He like, just calm down. Let me know what you need. I got you. Just make your request be made known to me, and I'll give you a peace that surpasses man understanding. And we know that God is capable of doing that because that's what the saying, like, if you're going to pray about it, don't worry about it. But if you're going to worry about it, don't pray about it. So it's like, okay, get that over to me. But God, like, calm down, like, take some deep breaths, for real, for real. Calm down. Get that over to me, and I'll give you a piece. So that's how we able to – I believe that God gives us the strength to move even in the middle of our storm because he wants us to know that he's got our back. So he's like, don't be anxious. I got you, but you got to let me know. So that's that calm down, give it to me, and I'll give you this peace. So you're able to move through, similar to what breathing does for us, but on a whole nother level, right? Because that's from God. It's going to surpass man's understanding. And then it flips over, too, because it's like a two-part thing. It's like, okay, so now I want you to give that over to me. Let me know what you need. But then on the flip side, it's like, okay, now I need you to think about the things that are good. And it's almost like God is helping us to break it down because he like really goes from big to little. He like whatever is pure, whatever is just. Then he just start going lower and lower. Like, okay, if there's anything, like I need you to just find anything that you can just focus in on that, right? So that's we need to do that a lot too. We will hone in on what's bad, right? Oh my God, this is stressful. I'm not prepared for this meeting, and this is terrible. This is horrible. What am I going to do? That's like our normal reaction. But God is like, no, I need you to find some good now. So you gave it over to me. You're not going to be anxious about it. And I need you to find some good in what's about to happen. Look for that opportunity. So as in my personal situation, as I began to think about like, wow, how amazing is it that I was able to call on somebody that can help me out in a time of need? That's great. Thank you, Lord, for putting somebody in my life that could help me through this time. And then at the end of that scripture, it says, then the God of peace will be with you. And that's actually a quick shift because at first it was saying the peace of God. And that's good. That's like God saying, here's a gift I'm going to give to you. But on the second end, when we start to pay attention to the good things in life and just praise God for those things, God say, I'm going to be with you. I don't know about you, but I'm grateful for God giving me his peace. But if I had to take my pick, I'm like, oh, yeah, God, you want to come be with me? Okay, I want that part, too. That's the part I want. That's the part I want. And, you know, when I was reading over that scripture, it blew my mind because, you know, at first glance, you're like, okay, yeah, God of peace. But it's like, no, I said I'm going to give you peace. But then in the second part, as you follow my commandments, I'm going to give you me. I'm going to walk this thing out with you. And I really feel like just in this moment right now, God didn't walk this thing out. I'm going to have to go back and listen to it and see how he did a wonderful job because can I say this with the most Christian humility? Girl, we killed it.
Yes, we did. What?
In the clutch with God.
Yes.
With God.
Yes.
You know?
Nothing but God.
Nothing but God. Nothing but God. You know, we running out of time right now because he like, listen, I got you covered. I'm right here with you. So as the producer is letting me know, I got 90 seconds. I want you guys to focus on those things. Do some deep breathing. Take some time to calm yourself down when you feel it, when you have feelings of anxiety and worry. But most importantly, give it over to God. And then find some good in that and watch how God shows up in your life and walk along with you. We got 60 seconds left. I want to thank you so much, Maya, for coming on with me. I just love you. Girl, let them know really quickly how they can find you on Facebook.
Find me at Maya, M-I-Y-A, Jalynn, J-A-L-Y-N-N on Facebook.
And y'all already know how to reach me. I'm Sierra Renee at Elevated Counseling and Coaching. I would love to walk alongside of you. If you have more questions, comments, or concerns, feel free to hit me up in the messenger, and I would love to just talk with you and walk along in this journey of life with you. I'm going to quickly pray, and we are all done. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all of your goodness, mercy, and just being a God of peace and being along with us, Lord. You are so amazing, so wonderful. I pray for each and every person that they don't have anxiety or fears, but that they look to you, Lord God, and that you will help calm them in the midst of whatever that storm is. Provide them with peace, joy, and love. It's in Jesus' name we thank you, we pray, and we all say amen. I love you guys, Lonnie. I'll see you on the fourth Thursday of this month with a new topic that I'm going to be prepared for, too, okay? Have a good night, and thank you. Thank you again, Jalynn. Thank you to Brother James, our executive producer. Have a good night.